can't get enough of that brotherly love. We are offended, but you should still listen to that other podcast. The Super Brophy Brothers Podcast.
Yo. Welcome to Brophy Radio. Soup bro bro. Soup bro bro.
133.
134.
Is it 134? 134. Are you sure?
We'll try using your brain. Yeah?
According to our document, it's 133.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that right?
It is.
Because I don't think I put the number of the current podcast in the document, as you call it.
No, but you put the number of the second and most current.
Is this really going to be a problem?
Through math.
Are we not going to be able to move past this?
I deduced that it was 133.
Fuck. Hello?
What? Yes? Yes. God, you're the worst person.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Alright, we're good.
Why do you ruin everything?
It's my computer, it shit the bed.
God.
I don't know what happens.
Suck.
You think it's easy to do it, but it's not. Anyway, yeah, you're wrong.
How am I wrong?
Because you're wrong. I don't know what this is. 134th podcast. It's not the 133rd one.
But if two podcasts ago was 131, then how is it 134 now? That's not how math works.
I don't know what to tell you.
Well, you're not making a very compelling argument.
Okay, I don't need to. I say it's podcast 133 all you like. Ain't gonna change the facts.
But am I not correct in saying that two podcasts ago it was 131?
Yes, you are not correct.
Why does it say that in the document then?
Why does it say that? Who cares? What does that have to do with anything?
So this is all
just a number.
This is your fault. This is your fault.
That's yes. Those are my personal notes.
Yeah, well, I sometimes refer.
You're not meant to rely on them. That's your own doing. The onus is on you.
All right. Well, fuck it. I don't care.
You don't care because you're wrong.
Suck my balls.
You're like a fucking dumbass over here. Good start. Good game.
I want to be asleep.
We did it. We done did it.
All right. Do you have any comics?
Yeah. I was thinking that maybe. Do you think it's a? Is it
the
bad?
What was that?
Well, hey, easy now.
What was that?
What was what?
I'm that having. Sound, it's a fucking. Is that a sneeze?
No, it was a.
It's fucking gross, dude.
Anyway. Shut the fuck up. You don't have to call me out. Dingbat. One sec. Okay, so. Do you think it matters? Is there any way in hell that a Republican would like our webcomic? Do you think it matters? I'm just saying. Do you think it matters that...
Well, like, I'll answer your question with the question. Do Republicans like anything besides Jesus? Because they don't.
Well, because I don't think we've tried to remain apolitical, I feel like, but does it matter?
Actually, come to think of it, one of my friends is actually Republican, and he reads our comic, so I guess there's one.
So does he hate gay people?
No.
So, but why is he a Republican then?
Probably because his family is.
So he's a misogynist, or
he's not like a hateful Republican. He's like, but he's Catholic, and
but by virtue of being Republican, you are. All right, now no offense to your friend here, but you are either an ignoramus, you're evil, or. Or you are in a severe state of cognitive dissonance.
I guess you just added both of us as severe liberals on this podcast.
No, I'm not a severe liberal. I don't have that strong of an opinion on liberals. It's just that there's two options, and one of them
is not insane.
Is a clusterfuck. That you'd have to be insane to support the one side. So the other, it's just a no-brainer. The binary choice.
I mean, it's like no-brainer. He's one of those people who he's anti-gay marriage, but only in terms of like the name of it. He is fine if they. He's basically fine if they have the exact same rights, but they call it civil union, which I just don't get. I don't get what's so important about.
That's just gay marriage.
Well, some people are like, don't even want them to have the same rights. Like that's what a lot of the really like right wing people are about.
Yeah, you know, I'm saying what you just explained is him supporting gay marriage. Because I don't think anyone is arguing over what it should be called.
No. Yes, they are.
That's not the argument.
It's part of it. Part of the argument that Republicans make is that the term marriage is this is
political. Anyway, that's still fucked up because they should be able to call it whatever they want because they're gays.
Yeah, but the Republican argument is that marriage is a term. It's, you know, God's term for a union between a man and a woman.
So anyway, yeah. I was just thinking, I don't have a comic for this yet, but I just wanted to gauge your opinion on whether you would actually like, because I've thought about it. Like, I've always been like, eh, it's a really bad decision to like be political because that's exclusionary. But
that were really a bit our place.
But I watch these fucks every day. And I can't believe them. Yes. And I know a lot of people, especially Republicans, will say it's biased, but there's no, of course it is, but there's no arguing with the facts. And
yeah, you know, the only thing you can really like argue, the only problem I can see with the Daily Show that is not a problem for me, but is that they could definitely. It's a matter of choosing to exclude what they want to exclude and keep in what's good for their segments.
But the thing is that when Democrats pull the same bullshit, he calls them out equally as much.
Yeah, he tries to.
And
he tries to be equal.
Democrats are, I don't think they're, you know, I, like I said, I don't really need to have a strong opinion on them because it's such a no-brainer of choice. But they do the same political bullshit and they get called on it.
Well, yeah, I mean, all politicians have... Yeah,
politicians are politicians.
Yeah, they're politicians. But, and that's, you know, that's the way it's always going to be. But most of the Daily Show now is just him dealing with Fox News. Like, that's the main segment is...
I think it's kind of like, I don't know exactly how I feel about it, but it's very interesting that Fox News is essentially, I don't know if you knew this, is essentially the villain in the new Devil May Cry.
What?
The new Devil May Cry, like the reboot, it's...
I feel like I've heard this before, but I think I thought it was a joke.
No, like they, like basically, like a supposedly like a caricature of Bill O'Reilly is like one of the, like I don't know if they're villains so far as.
I was gonna say, is Rupert Murdoch gonna be like the boss of the game or something?
I don't know. Like I try and not watch videos of games, so I don't know the extent to which they're the villains. I don't know if they might just be like an evil organization. They might not be like.
But they're like a news. They're a right wing news media. Is that?
Yeah. Well, like I said, I don't really know how far, but like it's clearly satirizing them. But it's a weird place for it because Devil May Cry is so removed from reality.
It's also a Japanese game.
Yeah.
Strange.
So it's interesting. No, it's but it is made by the people who made Enslaved. And that's kind of got a Western feel to it, even though
it's that studio. It's not the same people that made the other Devil May Cry.
The Aori. Anyway, so I put any thought into like any sort of political comic, and obviously like it's not going to be. You know, I'm not a fuck. So it's not going to be about like me being any sort of Democratic thing. It's just going to be about how fucked up. Republicans are. I don't know if you would feel weird about making a comic about that.
I mean, it depends on the comic. I can't really say, I can't broad brush say like it'll be okay or not okay.
But I'm just saying you don't mind if, in theory, if it was a good comic. Obviously, I'm not just going to do it to do it. It's like if I come up with a good comic, I just don't want to, if I have a good idea, I don't want to flesh it out if you wouldn't want to do it anyway. Because I can understand that viewpoint. Like, I would, if you didn't want to do anything remotely political, I would respect
it. I don't mind getting a little political. I just don't want to get like, I don't want to become like prophetic and start, you know, trying to force my beliefs on people. So
yeah,
it's an issue of, yeah, it's an issue of that. And if we can make a political comic and not come off like we're trying to, like,
well, the thing is that it does come off that way, but I'm at the point where it's so, they're so flagrant, well, awful, the parts.
It's avoidable. I mean, I'm just saying, it's not necessarily that, like with The Daily Show, I don't feel like he's forcing his beliefs on people. I feel like he's just pointing out fallacies.
But the thing is, the truth of the matter is that, like, they're so fucked up and there's so much of the people that are them, mm-hmm, that it's, like, yeah, hard to think about.
But, I mean, the people living in middle America, the really religious right, like, those aren't going to be our readers ever. So we don't need to worry about
that's
that.
That's what I'm thinking, like, we have so many things on a strip-by-strip basis that would turn them away anyway.
Absolutely.
That if we, on top of that, call them fuckfaces, it's like, well, they already left, so I hardly see it mattering.
They have premarital sex in a comic. That's not appropriate. That's just true. Gay people. There's been gay people. Have there been gay people? Maybe. Hard to say. If there hasn't, there probably will be.
There's a strip where you were kind of gay. You had the Mexican gay dogs, that strip.
What?
I can see your...
Oh, I remember.
Okay, yeah. Good.
That wasn't really, like, homosexual, though.
Just a bit.
Okay.
It was a flirtation with sin.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't want to, like, seem like I hate people because they're Republican.
I don't. Okay, I don't.
Because most people, the average person doesn't care that much, but they have, you know, if they have to turn one way in the fork in the road, some people go right, some people go left.
But,
and,
like, they're so awful that at this point it is basically, like I said, you're either a terrible person or you just don't understand what.
They're not all as awful as the ones that they show on The Daily Show. Like, they show the most outrageous Republicans because they're the most outrageous.
What?
So you're not seeing, like, the smarter ones or the more reasonable.
Here's what I'm saying. It's fine if you classify yourself as conservative, you know, like, fiscally or whatever. But if you are voting for Mitt Romney, that's who I'm talking about.
Like, okay,
you either are a terrible person or you don't understand what you're doing. Like, you don't understand the gravity and the nuances of. He's awful.
But it comes down to it. People are, most of the time, they're voting for the party, not the candidate. So.
Yes, but the whole platform.
Yeah, no, the platform.
It's all fucked up.
I mean, it goes against everything I believe in, but, like, I can still respect other people's beliefs and see the positive stuff in them. But it's just like, you know, as someone, I've had Republican friends growing up, like, I've had a few here and there, and you just basically deal with it. You just, I mean, and by deal with that, I mean, you don't deal with it because you just don't talk about it.
Yeah.
And then you are fine. But, like, the ones I've actually talked to, like, people I've met, their beliefs aren't that offensive to me. It's just like their religious stuff is pretty much the biggest offender.
Well, I just think
I'm a fucking heathen, so
I think there's no getting around the fact that you've just, if you're turning a blind eye, you know, if you're supporting the platform, like, currently or recently, then you're turning a blind eye, or you don't truly understand, or you're guessing
wrong. Well, it's like how it's a lot of people vote on one issue, which is like, are they going to take my guns away, or are they going to support Israel? Like, it's like, it comes down to that a lot of the time, and that's bullshit. But, like,
those are such gray areas, whereas the human rights violations are so clear, black and white, that I don't see how you could. It's irresponsible to sacrifice human rights for, like, issues where it's like,
Some people, their religion comes first. It's just like, that's the system they live in. So,
yeah, with this,
I mean, you go on forever about this shit, but
yeah, it's, so anyway, it's possible. I basically, I didn't mean to rant. But I just wanted to know if
I mean, it wasn't. This is not very funny, but
that's a possibility.
People know our thoughts on now, I guess, on Republicans.
I mean, like I said, it's not just like fuck you if you're a Republican. It's like,
I don't care.
If you're like looking at this guy, and you're cool with the guy right now, then you need to sort something out. That's all.
You're saying with Mitt Romney.
Yeah, well, but
especially after this fucking video that just came out.
Which one?
The 47%.
What?
Where he's talking about how he's basically going to disregard 47% of the country. You didn't see that?
Oh, like in terms of Trump.
Are you not up on The Daily Show?
I'm a little bit behind.
Okay, you'll see it.
But
it's outrageous.
No, I mean, they're all terrible. Like, Bush and McCain were no better or worse, but I just...
Bush might have been worse.
Probably.
Bush is a fucking idiot.
But...
it's possible to have smart Republicans.
Anyway, you can be a financially... like, I don't have a strong opinion financially because I think that you have to be very knowledgeable in that niche field in order to have it.
I mean, the only way for the common man to know how to vote that way is to listen to what they're telling you, and I guess you have to believe in them. I don't know.
But
or you have to believe in what's happened.
They prove that they're so full of shit by how they talk about everything else that it's easy to assume they're also full of shit about the more nuanced stuff.
Yeah.
Anyway, enough of that shit. I really... yeah.
I don't like to... like, I'm not a person who likes to be political or discuss politics, but if it's a funny comic, I'll consider it.
Okay.
I mean, that aside, I love The Daily Show. Like, that's where I get all my political shit.
Yeah, I mean, it's not very funny. It's a kind of depressing.
Daily Show's funny.
Yeah, The Daily Show's funny. I'm saying the situation.
Mm-hmm.
So, sorry.
Yeah.
If that would suck.
I do have to say, though, during the RNC, he came fucking balls out with, like, raging at Republicans. It was pretty funny. Like, he didn't pull his punches at all.
Oh, man has cojones.
But, like, he usually, like, keeps it slightly under wraps, like he's trying to be, impartial or whatever. But
well, it's because they're ramping up their shit. Like, they're getting worse. It's getting crazy. It's getting crazy.
Yeah, it is. It's fucking crazy balls.
Anyway, do you think it's too soon to do another comic where someone puts something on someone else's back as a prank?
Can we do another comic about that?
Yeah.
Is it different enough?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's been a while since that comic. That was at least like 30 comics ago.
50.
50.
40. That's a lot.
It was a while ago. We've actually, I don't know if you noticed, but we just recently passed the mark of we've made more comics this year than we did last year.
Whoa!
Yep. It's pretty cool. Although we did start in March of last year, so I guess, yeah, whatever. Fuck.
Whoa.
It'd calm down.
Anyway, one of us is pranking the other one of us. It doesn't matter because we're interchangeable. Because
we're like light bulbs. Does not matter.
But anyway, let's say it's me. I put a tiny, like, you know that in football, like the big fork, like the touchdown fork in the end zone.
I'm sure there's a name for it, but I don't know what it is.
Should I find out?
No, fuck it.
So I put it. I have a very very tiny one. It's like a little one, a handheld one, if you will, and I place it either on your back or on your shoulder or something.
Sure.
And then we have a panel of you just being like, huh, huh, huh? And then in panel three, a football player pops out and he like pegs you with a football, like supercharged peg right in your back. And he's just like, booyah, touching down. And it hurts you.
Is that funny as a comic? I mean, it's pretty funny as like an image in my head, but I don't know if it's going to be as funny without like actually being able to hear him yell and like having the motion of it.
Yeah, you have to sell it visually. It's a visual thing.
It's hard.
Yeah, I know, but you have to do it.
I don't know about this one.
I do.
Shouldn't the thing? All right, cool with that. Shouldn't the thing be like taped to my back or something? Because if it's just on my shoulder,
I don't think it matters. I think it's put on.
I think it does because.
No, it doesn't.
Shut up.
Doesn't for have a second. To. Why do you always have these weird like ways?
It's not weird. Why would he throw the football at me if he needed to throw it at the through the thing? Through the thing.
They don't throw it through the thing.
Yeah, they do have to do a field goal.
They kick it, you retard.
Whatever.
He's doing a touchdown.
Throw, kick, who gives a shit?
It doesn't make total sense. It doesn't. It's not fucking science, all right? I don't need to tape it to your back, and then he does a fucking.
You're putting football on my comic. It's getting very confusing for me.
It's a fucking sports joke.
Okay? We haven't done a sports joke yet.
Yeah, well, here it is. I deliver it now to you, good sir.
I don't know. I think this is kind of dumb.
Yeah, it's dumb. It's very dumb.
Why are you talking like that? What are you doing?
I'm doing the crazy voice. Gotta do the comic.
You just sound more Jewish. You don't sound crazy.
Hey, forget it. It's over. You gotta do the comic.
It's like a bad cross between Woody Allen and Christopher Walken.
No, I don't know what the comic in here.
I don't know what you're doing.
It's good. There it is. What's so funny?
I don't know if we can do this because it's been done, but I just think it's a funny image if it's you getting pegged and your glasses are flying off and you're like, my glasses.
No, that just distracts from it.
Yeah, it would have to be like pretty subtle.
I mean, my glasses can be coming off, but I don't think I'm saying anything. Besides, like,
bruh! I mean, if I did do it, it would probably have to be like small text or something. Or not even have its own word bubble.
No, that kills it for me.
Yeah?
Yeah. I want it to be a really, really super strong peg. Like, you just got shot by a cannonball.
Wait, how is he like pegging me and yelling at the same and like doing like crazy gestures while he's pegging me?
It's an action shot.
I get that, but he'd have to like be throwing the football.
His arm is outstretched. Like I think he's like in midair and he's like just thrown it. And his arm is like outstretched and there's like lines going from his hand to the football and the football bounced off. So it's like the lines will like trace the motion of the football. So it's like he just threw it like a second ago and he's yelling. It's dynamic and shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's wicked dynamic, yo. You shitbird. You got a problem with this?
I'm not sold on it. Not sold.
Oh, how about here? You take this comic and I'll throw in a free comic.
I just like. I just don't know if it's like funny or not. Kind of funny. It's kind of funny. I don't know if I'm okay with kind of funny.
Well, then.
Should I be okay with kind of funny?
I mean, we could try and revamp it.
Yeah.
I mean, I like the idea. But it's a pretty simple idea, so I don't want to.
I mean, as like a still image, it's just not jumping out at me. Like, as much as I could possibly like.
I don't know if you're the best at like. Imagineering dynamic shots because I can imagine it pretty well. I could sketch it for you if that would help you.
No, I can do dynamic shots. That's not the problem. I'm saying I don't feel like even as well as I could possibly sell it as a comic, I don't know if it would be that funny.
What if I sketch it?
It's not my problem. I can do dynamic shots.
Well, you always say I'm having a hard time imagining how this could look good, and then I say, well, what if I sketch for you? And he's like, I do imagine it. I get it. I know.
That's not what happens.
Well, what are you saying then? What is hard about this?
I'm just saying I don't think it's that funny.
Oh.
I think it's just kind of going to come off as like Like, we're it, all that's really gonna. The only thing here, the message here is like jocks or dick pegs.
Well, I like the idea that he's like attracted to anything that looks like a football fork. Like, he's gonna go football the thing that it is.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of funny.
Do you want to try and make it funnier, or do you just not like it?
I don't know. Maybe it will be funny. I have no idea.
I mean, I like it.
I know you do. But do you like it a lot?
I like it a fair amount. Oh, this is fascinating.
I can't decide if I want to do it or not.
Okay. Where does that leave us?
I don't know.
Leaves us in Crap Town.
Yeah, I guess I'd have to decide if I'm just going to do it or if I'm not going to do it.
And just to clarify, I did not say Crab Town.
What did you say?
I said Crab Town.
Oh. Crab Town would have been more original.
Yeah, it would not have conveyed where we were very well. Because crabs are... Okay.
Not like genital crabs.
Well, it's pretty amphibious.
That'd be a pretty shitty town to be in. A town full of genital crabs.
Why didn't say that?
Because then there's like no avoiding it. You would just have it.
Oh, you're not good at life.
So, if I do this one.
Yes.
And it ends up not being funny, what are you going to do then?
Whoopsie. Probably say that.
All right, we'll fucking do it. I don't know what else to say. I mean, might as well, right?
Yeah.
Is that a good reason to ever do anything? Might as well. Are people going to like listen to this podcast and listen to how I'm sure I am and like just wonder why I made the comic?
Might as well is an okay reason. Minds as well is a terrible reason.
Minds as well. What's the difference? Well, what does minds as well mean? Does that even make sense?
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, I always thought it didn't.
It's just a thing that people say when they are trying to say might as well.
Yeah. It's like, that's not words. I mean, I've been unsure of comics and then I've made them and they've been funny before. That's happened. Like,
I mean, this is very visual, so it is upon you. You gotta do it.
So what's happening in two?
That is the flexible part. That is, I kind of imagine that I'm just like, hey, pranks. And then you're like, what?
But like, if I notice the football fork, I don't think it's as funny.
Okay. I'll make that concession.
Also, I think it should be you.
Okay.
That it gets hit.
I think we each just think it's funnier when the other person's getting destroyed.
It's true. But like, since I don't, I'm like, really on the fence about this one, it's gonna have to be you who gets hit.
Okay. I almost imagine.
Also, then I can have your glasses flying off.
Yeah, I imagine that maybe. I think the football is hitting me so hard in the back that my back, like, arches, and I'm like, my top of my
I think you're being knocked. Like, I don't think you're on the ground. I think you're, like, knocked off your feet, and you're, like, kind of flying through the air, and the football's, like, just bounced off.
Yeah, but, like, my I'm, like, concave.
Should I do, like, a big three for this?
Are you hearing me?
Yeah, I get it. Your back is arched inward. I understand.
Not outward.
Well, yeah, that wouldn't make any sense. The ball hit you, so it forced your back, like, in.
You could do a big three if you want. It's up to you.
Because then I could have, like, a big shot of, like, the football player. He could be, like, in the foreground, and then, like, it's like, over his shoulder type of view, but not over his shoulder, because he'll be, like, you can see his whole body, but you know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm imagining that I'm flying towards the foreground. He's, like, diving to the left. But that's just my mind.
He's diving to the left and throwing the football?
Yeah, throwing it towards the reader and to the right. And I'm, like, flying in the foreground, forward and to the right. Kind of. That's just what I'm picturing. But,
I don't know what kind of a difference it will make if... You're in the foreground or he's in the foreground.
Well, I think you should see both of our faces. I think faces are good.
Because I think, yeah, but I also think that it might be better to show him show you from the back so you can see that he's like hitting the football fork.
I don't think that's that important.
You don't think so?
No.
So do I get like an actual like football fork, or did I like just take a piece of paper and like cut it out into the shape? And
I think it's like an actual tiny thing.
Well, yeah, they have those like little beer pong tables and shit.
Yeah. I think you just stick it on me. I don't think it needs to make a whole lot of physical sense. It could even... Yeah. I mean, once you know it's on there...
What if I put it on your head?
Well, then you don't get that nice, like...
Yeah, I'll just like, put it on your back somehow.
Yeah, just
I don't like shoulder that much. I think it should just be in the center of your back, like it's marking you.
Yeah, but maybe you just kind of... You can kind of see it even from front a little bit. Popping up. A little bit.
How big is this
thing? I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't think it's... I think it should be kind of small. I think if it's small, it's funnier.
Okay. Are we,
like, outdoors? Out of the doors? Because he's, like, outside? Or is he, like, in our house? And he's, like...
I mean, it might be funnier if he just shows up. Like, he's just summoned by this.
Uh-huh. Doesn't have to make sense where we are.
No, it doesn't. Probably better if it doesn't. Yeah.
Does he just, like, yell football at the end? Like, football! I feel like that's what they do.
Footballs.
Because, like, when me and my friend were walking around campus here when the Super Bowl was going, and everybody was really drunk, and we just went around just yelling football at people, and they just all got so excited. Everybody was just so pleased. We're like, yeah, football! And I was like, yeah, football!
I went around... I don't know if anyone knows this, but I live in Philadelphia, and a couple years ago, the Phillies, who are apparently the baseballers here of this town.
They were in the World Series, right?
They're the ballers of the base, and they won it, and the city rioted, like, went crazy. Like, yeah, everyone.
Because yeah, Phillies fans are the worst people ever.
Well, it's like everyone went outside and was, like, apeshit.
And, like, flipping cars over and shit.
Yeah, and, like, climbing shit and throwing trash.
And getting tear gassed.
My friend got tear gassed. But anyway, I was riding my bike around because it was quite a scene. It was interesting to see.
Yeah,
people
no doubt.
Go apeshit. And this is just an example of the rampant enthusiasm that has just gotten out of control. I was, like, riding my bike past some people, and this girl was just like, oh, yeah, riding a bike. I was like, yeah, yes. Hey. Fucking sports fucking shit.
That's awesome.
Hormones get up in them.
Yeah, so should he just be yelling football?
I mean, how much do you want him to be yelling? Like, this panel is kind of instantaneous, so I don't know if it's weird for him to yell a lot of things.
You can replace one of the things he's already saying.
I'd touch it down.
We could replace Booyah with football. Or we could just have Booyah. I don't know. Because just, like, yelling the name of the sport you're doing is hilarious to me. Because it's just so fucking retarded.
Football. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's distracting.
Yeah.
I don't know if it fits. It might fit in another comic.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm kind of imagining this is an idea for two. I don't know if this is too distracting. But I almost imagine that, like, you kind of... make this gay little pose to the camera like it's a reality TV show, and, you know, like, maybe, like, give the little, like, arms crossed peace signs and be like, pranks. You know?
Wait, what?
It's like...
Oh, where you, like, do, like, a gangster pose?
Yeah, like, you're, like, leaning down and you're, like, throwing up the double peace, backward peace signs and, like,
or, like, the, cross.
It's like,
loose.
And you're just like, pranks. I don't know if that's out of character for you. I guess it is. I mean, it is, obviously, but I don't know if it's in a good way.
Should we entertain the idea of it not being me doing it?
Yeah. Yeah, it could just be some guy.
That we or it could be like bromance.
I don't think it's bromance. But it could be like a reality TV show.
Is the jock guy, is he like done up in full football gear or what?
That's what I'm imagining, yeah. He doesn't need the football helmet. But
just like the big old shoulders and the
yeah,
and the butt pads.
Pads. But I mean, if you didn't put the helmet on him, you could probably see get more of his face, and he could be like,
"Football,
football." I don't know if you like the pranks. Pranks.
I don't know. I think that's too retarded. I'm like, what the fuck?
You just have the pose, like, hey. It's like dirty little pose.
I could be doing like, see when you said two peace signs, I just imagine like the Asian girl pose where you like hold up two peace signs and I make some kind of offensively racist face at the camera.
Chinjo pranks! Chinjo pranks!
Or I just don't say anything. I just like do a schoolgirl pose. Which would be, that's also just completely nonsensical.
Yeah. That's like a little bit too
it's just a, yeah, no, it's just a funny image.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I could just be doing like the classic like sneaking away pose where I'm like kind of, I got my arms like up like T-Rex. I'm like creeping away.
And if you're like squinting and your mouth is like,
What's that?
You know, like sneaking face. I hope Google can help me with sneaking
face. Sneaking face. You find it?
It's like a very pained expression. It's like, am I gonna get found?
Oh, it's like a worried about getting found face.
Well, it's not even that. I just. How can I describe this face? It's inscrutable. Can't screw it.
Yeah.
You know how when you like clench your neck and like the veins, like the fucking tendons like pop out and you're like, ee! And your mouth goes weird. Is that making sense?
Not really.
Ee! Like it's. It's like you're squinting with your mouth, like if it's open, there's a, you know what I'm saying?
I think so.
Anyway,
I'll make a sneaking face, and you just don't worry about it. But
it's a dog.
What
the hell?
What?
In Google image search, there's an image of a dog. Someone posted a dog like on their blog, and they censored the dog's dick.
Oh, I see it.
Yeah, you see it.
The something that says class patch.
They put a little circle over their dog's dick, and they wrote class patch on it. Like they're patching their dick, the dog dick, with class.
Maybe they just didn't want any dog dick on their blog. It's understandable.
I mean, obviously that's what they didn't want, but then take a better picture. Or, like, don't post it. Don't put it,
or like just, or just Photoshop it out.
Or don't put a class patch on your dog's dinus. Don't do that. Don't do that. Did we do it good? No, we didn't do it. We didn't make panel two. Did we? Yeah, sneaking.
We're sneaking. Yeah, that's what we were literally doing 5 seconds ago.
Oh, this is so. Are we gonna do this forever? Are we gonna write comics forever?
If you want to make comics forever, probably. Unless you just want me to draw, you just want like me to do free art sessions and three panels and just see what happens.
Or we could just get onto Skype. I take 10 seconds to say the first thing that pops into my head and you draw it, no questions asked, and then we hang out.
Yeah, that's the road to success.
You know, there might be something there. You know, like if we had another you and we. And with, like, the same amount of free drawing time, and it's like if we could just put out an alternate, like, a parallel series of comics, like, first. And that was the gimmick. The gimmick was, like, what's going to pop into my head first? And I was like, whoa! You know? It's like, hey, what if...
I don't ever want to be in that situation.
It's like panel one, we got a truck driving. And panel two, it drives off the road and goes into there's a tree with a mouth, and it goes into the tree's mouth, and then there's like some guy, he's like, whoa, looks like you just got treed.
You already pitched this idea, though.
Yeah, I know, but it's the first thing that came into my head.
Because it's an idea you already had.
Yeah, well, it's like we made
And
it.
you already pitched it to me, and I already shot it down.
It was a great idea, but that I don't know if you realize there was a slight variation this time. I had a third party saying you just got treed because the tree would be, I realized, would be occupied with eating a truck.
It's really smart.
Thank you. It's kind of complexity that goes into
should
our...
probably, like, change this here so that... I feel like if I don't, like change the names to what they actually are in this comic, I'm going to
draw it
forget. All. I'm going to forget and just have myself getting pegged. I don't want that.
It's another episode of Trickster Traps.
Trickster Traps.
It's a good game show.
See, if it was still topical, we could, like, have Ashton Kutcher putting a thing on your back. But I don't want to do that.
That's played out.
Yeah. It's not, and it's not topical.
Leave the cooch alone.
The cooch?
Yeah, cooch dog.
Don't you call him, isn't it cooch?
Cooch dog.
There you go. So are we done? We're done, right?
We're not done.
Okay. Well, that's a wrap, ladies.
Ladies.
And men.
Ladies and gents.
Ladies and mansmiths.
Ladies and gents.
Ladies and gutbusters.
Ladies and gunthers.
Alright.
Ladies and gorillas.
This is a terrible podcast.
Lads and gals.
There's so many times where we end up getting to the end, and I'm just incredulous that anybody wants to listen to these.
You mean every time?
It's really not very entertaining at
you
all.
Mean, do you mean every time?
Occasionally we finish one and I'm like, I would listen to that if I was not me.
Do you mean every day?
Yes.
Ladies and gargantuan men? Ladies and...
Gargantuan men?
Ladies and grapefruits? Ladies and...
Are we going to go through all the G's here? Is that what we're doing?
Galifianakis, like.
Are we just going to go through the dictionary and just read all the...
Got L's too. I could say ladles and gradles.
All right. I'm out of here.
No, I'm not done. Ladles and girders. Ladies and grapefruits.
If you don't stop, I'm going to start creaking my chair.
Don't
like
creak
a lot.
Oh. I'm going to edit it out and then people will be like, huh, you said you creaked your chair and you didn't do anything.
Now you fucking test me. I see what happens.
You see what happens. See if I don't edit it out. I'll edit out everything you say from now on. This is the
fucking Nazi.
You won't get to say goodbye, and then everyone will be like, "You didn't say goodbye. He's a dick." So you want to say goodbye to the people?
Bye, people.
Bye, everyone.
Donnie put between two gangsters and a bunch of merry pranksters. Against the 22, who you think is gonna win that? Fight. 10-1, it's the gangsters or pranksters, they can't even fight. Gangsters like their knuckles bloody, pranksters spike the drinks of their buddies. Gangsters treat their ladies right, and pranksters curse their chickless flights. Oh man, no names. I've got all this Harvard.